You're listening to Let's Talk TriDelta, a podcast brought to you by TriDelta. In this podcast, we can dive deeper into some of the most powerful stories from our award-winning magazine, The Trident, and we can get up close and personal with some of our brave, bold, and kind members. Thank you for joining us. Now, let's talk TriDelta.
Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk TriDelta, TriDelta's podcast. I am TriDelta's CEO, Karen White, and I have the honor of serving all TriDeltas, but also in the role of editor-in-chief of our award-winning magazine, The Trident. Thanks for tuning in. Joining us today is a fascinating TriDelta sister, Vivian Jennings. She is an alumna of our Delta Psi chapter at Rhodes College in Memphis, Tennessee. She makes her home in Kansas City now, and Vivian is the founder and president of Rainy Day Books. It is Kansas City's community bookseller and the oldest independent bookstore in the Kansas City metropolitan area. Since 1975, Vivian has led Rainy Day Books in promoting a legacy of literacy throughout Kansas City. Vivian, welcome to Let's Talk TriDelta.
Okay, let's talk.
All right, Vivian, you have an insatiable interest in reading. That began as a child, right? So tell us a little bit about how you discovered books and your love of reading.
Well, when I was in the fourth grade, I had never really had a book of my own because we were modestly, our income was, our family income was very modest. And I grew up in a small town. So we moved to Little Rock and I was in fourth grade when we moved and they had a great library at my elementary school. And so I discovered books as I was able to have access to many more books. And I read this book called The Girl of the Limberlost, and I just fell into a love of reading and I never stopped. And so after that, I read, and then my grades were great. And so I kept reading through junior high school and I was the editor of the school newspaper. And then I was in high school and my grades were excellent. And so this one guidance counselor said, you know, your grades are so good and you're just this voracious reader. And she said, I think we can get you a scholarship to college. And so sure enough, I got scholarships to Barnard and to Rhodes in Memphis. And because Memphis was closer to Little Rock, then that's where I went. And, but then my reading, the whole thing about reading is it just opens the door to everything for you. So everything that you want to know or be is there for you if you just read. Right. So I had these great aspirations and I thought I can do anything. I just learned so much from reading. And so I got, you know, when I was in college, then I went to school at Rhodes and a couple of things were great for me. First of all, my reading, you know, took me all kinds of places and gave me great grades. And then when I pledged TriDelta and became a TriDelta, then that opened some other doors for me because all the women I met, the young women I met, I learned things from them. And there was a great support system, but I learned a lot from each of my sisters. And so I think that was very important to me too, because I'd never been anywhere except Little Rock. And so it opened more doors for me. And then I was international law major. And so that was fascinating to me, but I married a writer. So I had a teaching fellowship to teach at the American University in Washington, but I married a writer instead. And then I had a couple of children and I was a corporate wife for a while. And then when we moved to Kansas City, I just had this passion for reading and my kids started school. And I thought, you know what? I want to open a bookstore. So there was a little tiny space up the street from where I live. And I started in 450 square feet and the rent was $200 a month. So I thought, well, I have $2,000 of my own money that I made from working part-time. And I thought if I lose out, then I haven't affected my family finances. And so instead it just grew. And I moved to a bigger space in the front of the little shopping center, which is a neighborhood shopping center. And then about 25 years ago or so, I moved to a bigger space, still in the same shopping center, which was the landmark, the end and of the shopping center. And so I just kind of never looked back. and just always kept growing and just, you know, kept expanding and kept creating. And I mean, that creativity was very fun for me.
It's incredible. So, I mean, I think our listeners will be fascinated, right? You started a business, a whole business, a very successful business with $2,000 in startup capital.
Yes. I don't think you could do that today. But
that's incredible.
I'm not sure, but I don't think so. The cost of rent is much higher than that now.
A little higher. But what I think is fascinating is how you have kept Rainy Day Books going and growing, right? During an era where the entire economy has changed in terms of the way people purchase books, the way they consume books, right, and media. So in the advent of giant big box stores, right, mm-hmm. and books on tape, right, and every which way that you could imagine to listen to or consume media online or audibly, right, you have created a niche and have remained extraordinarily successful. So talk to us about how that creativity and really innovation has helped keep your business going and growing.
Well, I think that first of all, you have to watch what things are coming, and you have to be brave enough to say, I'm going to get ahead of this. So you have to be creative, and you have to really, part of it is kind of sowing seeds and then being willing to wait for the harvest. So entrepreneurs are very much like that. They're bold and brave, and they decide, okay, this looks like what it may be, but I'm going to meet that with something else. So the way I've always looked at it as the bigger outfits, no matter what they are, they have a lot of layers, corporations do, and they have a lot of layers, and they have to have a lot going on and moving before they can move. And decisions and meetings and conferences and all that. The entrepreneur can say, I want to do this, and I want to do this today. And it's sort of like a little yacht moving around a great ocean liner. Yeah. So I can say, I'm going to do this, and I can do it. This is what I think we should do. So that's part of the difference of being an entrepreneur, is you can sow those seeds and you can wait to see what the harvest is. And the other thing is something that I learned a lot from the Tri-Deltas, which is you build a relationship and you take that relationship for the long run. So we have sisters all over the country. I've met some really neat people in Kansas City that were not in the one at Rhodes, but they have connected to me through Tri-Delta. And so there have been a lot of connections made through different Tri-Deltas in Kansas City, whether they're, you know, they have a book club, yes, but there's also ones in place on all these organizations. And then when we meet, I can work with their organization. So you're building those relationships from the time that you're in a chapter all the way through and nationally as well. And so part of that is that when you build up deposits in a relationship, then you do that first. And then when you decide to make a withdrawal, you're ready. Yeah. It's more right that you, you know, and the other thing is that you present the benefits to the other person before you ask for something for yourself. It's a huge lesson. And so what Roger and I have done, and I did before we were together, we've been together for 25 years, is that I did exactly that. So I thought, what am I offering you that then if I ask you for something, I've offered you something first. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And words to live by too, Vivian.
Yeah. And the also thing is, the other thing about that is I look at it as a handshake too. So it's not like I'm asking you for you some, it's like we're shaking hands and the energy is flowing back and forth between us. And that's the way that the relationships were in my chapter, is that it was kind of like, I'm giving you as much as you're giving me. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that there's a nice flow.
Yeah, of the energy sort of transferring from one person to the next through a handshake, right?
Right.
And that level of sisterhood and
kind of. The other thing is, have you found that the more that you give, the more you receive?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I believe in that.
I do too. I think the universe is good when we put things out into it, right?
Right.
And and truly make authentic connections with people. And I do think that's, I do think we learn that early as Tri-Delta women.
I do too. I definitely do.
I'm thrilled. And it's the same membership has been so rewarding for you.
It has been. And a lot of the things I learned in college, I've still carried forward in the business world. And I've always found too that it's interesting because people ask me, and I've always had, I think that women need more confidence sometimes, because I've always had the confidence that I wasn't a woman, I was a business person. So I would always go to a meeting with, I'm a business person.
Right.
So it doesn't matter whether I'm a man or woman, I'm coming to you to build a relationship in business. And right. So I've always felt like that when I was dealing with men as well as with women, it was not an issue. I understand that it's been an issue for some people and a lot of people, but I think I just had, and a lot of that confidence was built in my chapter.
Right.
I didn't have a lot of confidence when I came to Rhodes because, like I said, I'd never been out of Little Rock. Yeah. But to have the sisterhood as a support system was really a huge part of building that confidence.
That is amazing and a testament to sorority membership, Vivian. I love it. Now, I do want to talk to you as a businesswoman because one of the things that you've done, I've had the opportunity to be there for one of these, is you've created author events,
right,
Rainy Day Books. So talk a little bit about what author events are, and then can you give us examples of some that have been your most memorable for any reason?
Well, I think that part of that was I wanted to give people, Roger and I wanted to give people an experience that was bigger than just reading the book. And so I guess maybe 25 years ago at least, and I did a few in between founding the company and then going forward. But 25 years ago, I wanted to get the really iconic authors here. So I kept saying to New York, please send us a big one, a big author. And so finally I had a great representative from Random House. And so I said to him, just give us one to show you what we can do. And so Anne Rice, who wrote Interview with the Vampire, was coming on tour, a bus tour. And I said, if you will let us show you what we can do, then we will show you. So they said, okay, we're sending her. So Roger and I, we rented a place that was sort of like a plantation, like the New Orleans setting.
Yeah.
And then we had, it's a two-story event space with this sort of antebellum house. And so the first thing we did was we projected the cover of the book on two stories of the house going north and south.
Well done.
So everybody who drove either one of those streets, north and south, saw the cover of the book. And then we had a radio station broadcasting. We had three restaurants serving food. We had costume characters from the books sort of wandering around. We had a tarot reader. We had, it was called Servant of the Bones was the title. So we had a cauldron with bones boiling. We had a pretend graveyard. We had skeletons in the event space. And then she was at the top. So she signed.
So just a low-key event, Vivian.
She signed from 6. She signed from 6 p.m. to midnight. 2,000 people.
Oh my! Incredible.
2,000 people. And
then New York was willing to send you more people. I'm imagining.
That's right. That's right. They kind of woke up and they realized that people read in the big wheat field too.
Yes.
So the Big Apple is not the only place.
That's awesome.
But it just, again, it opened a door. So you show what you can do. And you believe that you can do it. You say to yourself, we're going to do this. And you believe it. And so a lot of it is you use the creativity and you say, I'm going to make this happen. And so then after that, it was easier and easier. And then each time we showed them what we could do, so then we began to get presidents. We got President Carter, and then we had Martha Stewart, and then we began these iconic authors come, and then gradually we became nationally known because we showed that if we could have an iconic author, then we would have the best event in the country. And we were very creative in what we would do. And we eventually had, we had Hillary, we had Gloria Steinem, we had, you know, Madeleine Albright, we had President Bush, we had Laura Bush, and the Bush sisters. You know, so it was just an, but it was an evolution. And what we did is we studied every single event we did and improved.
Right.
That's one thing you have to do is you have to constantly evaluate what you're doing and make it better. And we have had so much fun. You have, but you have to have a passion. You do. And I, and you have to lead with that passion. You have to lead your staff and you have to lead the other people that are your partners. Now we have almost every organization in Kansas City is a partner of ours, but they see that we are going to be a great partner with them. We are going to do, we're going to do everything for them, whether they ask us or not. And so they see that, they see our passion, and they want to share that. They do.
Yeah. Yeah.
They want to share it with them. Yeah.
Well, Vivian, what you have done for TriDelta is you've helped us create something brand new in terms of a virtual book club, right? And there are lots mm-hmm. and lots of forms of a book club. But one of the things that you've done for us with our program Lead Reads is give us some special access to authors. So you want to talk a little bit about our first project together, which was wildly successful from our point of view.
Well, the first thing we did this past fall was we did an event for Delia Owens, the author of Where the Crawdads Sing, which was such a huge book that it's still in hardcover 2 years in, which is just unheard of.
Right.
It's the first book to do that. So even the Da Vinci Code was not in hardcover that long, or The Help wasn't either. So there have been these iconic books and authors before, but hers has been really special. So she and I had a conversation. You were there. We launched the program. And it was it, what we want to do for people is give them, again, an experience beyond reading the book. So to be able to hear my conversation with Delia, hear her personally, and get up close and personal with her. This is one of the unique experiences that we do with authors is otherwise, and some definitely some of the celebrity figures, it's the access to these people that you would not have any other way.
Right.
So, but this was really special. She was wonderful. We talked about, and we talked about her writing. We talked, but the, when we talk about the books though, we always talk about as much as we can without blowing the plot right. or blowing right. the book if right. you haven't right. read it.
Right. Yeah. Or in my case, hadn't finished it when I got to the interview. Right.
Yeah.
And then I was able, and it's funny because I said to you, I listened to the book mostly on Audible. Because of my travel schedule, but I had the mm-hmm. book. It was so fun to finish the book,
right.
the hardcover book, right? Thinking right. of her, envisioning her, and she, Delia, has such an amazing Southern accent. So to read the book, thinking of her accent, right, was it was super special. So I do love that, that our partnership, so TriDelta and Rainy Day Books, working together to present Lead Reads, gives our readers the opportunity to have a really special experience as TriDelta women sharing, right, in the experience of a virtual book club. So we love this partnership. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, well, I love working with you on it. And one thing is the book clubs have had a very special function for years. And what they have done is, in some ways, is as the neighborhoods became different and they were no longer a geographic situation where people were neighbors. They moved back and forth across the front yard. They sat on their porches and all that. Air conditioning and television took all of that away.
Yeah.
So they're not really the geographic neighborhoods that there used to be. However, the book club sort of created a new neighborhood group where you didn't have to physically live next door, but you could create that same sense of a woman in a different neighborhood to discuss books. And part of it is social, absolutely. But the books are meant to be a springboard to talk about what women are thinking, what their family relationships, their personal relationships, what's going on in the world, If they have children, all these different things. Faith is another thing, but they can talk about all these subjects with the book as a springboard.
Right.
And so that's what the idea is that you use it, and the social part of it is very good too. And the treats are good.
Right.
Most of the time people have treats.
Right.
But you know, you understand what I'm saying is it's rare for people to discuss, oh, just the writing.
Right.
They're discussing human issues and personal issues. There's a really fun book that just came out called The Confession Club by Elizabeth Burke. And one of the things in it is when this women's group is talking, they confess things. And so in one of the things, one of the discussions, the woman tell this other woman, you can divorce your children because the children, her grown children are being completely obnoxious. And the group said, you can divorce your children for a while if you want to. So you see the support system and being able to discuss it with other women is real special, just like we used to do in the house, in the chapter right. houses.
Well, and I love that you talk about books as a springboard. Certainly it was a springboard for you personally and professionally, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And while books are your business and a bit of your passion, I know you have a passion around kindness.
I do.
And clearly so closely related to this organization and our founding as a society that shall be kind alike to all. So talk to me about that, and talk to me too about how you describe kindness as not necessarily a one size fits all.
Well, that's right. We all choose what it is for us, but we certainly need more kindness in our communities and in the world. And what it starts with is you have to love yourself, and you have to care for yourself. You have to do self-care, which is kind of a difficult thing for most women to do because we're taking care of others. We're taking care of family members. We're taking care of children. We're taking care of our spouses or our partners. We're taking care of our obligations in the community and so forth. So the first thing we have to do is, and everybody's different about what they need to do, but self-care is so important. And once you do that, what that does is it spreads out to your children, your spouse, your family, and then it spreads out to the community, and then it spreads out to the world. So if we just start with just those little things, those little random acts of kindness, if you want to call them that, but first you have to start loving yourself and taking care of yourself.
Right.
And so that it's just, and being kind to yourself. But the other thing is that if you start to think like that, then you can, for instance, if someone is difficult that you're dealing with, one of the things about it is if you're kind, you start to think, well, what is going on with them? I'm going to listen. I'm going to pay attention because there has to be a reason why they're being difficult with me. And if you sort of do that, you'll find that you can eventually and pretty quickly, actually, you can work that out.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of stopping the judgmental and being more connected to people and listening. And the judgmental is huge, actually, because in general, we're too judgmental.
Right.
And that's something that you just have to sort of cast aside. But I'm laughing because once you get into this idea, it's really interesting because I really make an effort to practice it every day to just sort of breathe. The other thing is you need to breathe because most of us don't breathe enough.
Right.
So if you just stop and, you know, if you're feeling you're feeling your blood pressure rise, you just go, wait a minute, I'm just going to stop and I'm going to breathe in and out until that kind of goes away. But the other thing is that you can really think, you start to think in a different way. So the other day, one of my staff asked me a question about one of our partners that kind of not acted really kindly. And so they were saying, well, what do you think about that? And I started to say, well, you know, I started to say something negative. And then I was like, wait a minute. And I sort of raised my hands and I said, and I kind of brought him out silly now and sort of like you breathe. And I was like, radical kindness, because there's a wonderful book about that. And I thought, okay, let me start over.
Yeah.
And I said, let me start over. And I started over with my response, and it was, kind and positive and just like, let's all think like this. And what I've done is model it to my staff, because I found it so, I read the book called Radical Kindness, which was by a woman named Angela Santomero, whom I've met. And she was mentored by Mr. Rogers, and she's a PBS producer now. And I brought her in September for a huge conference for women. But the idea is that you can get in that mindset, and then it will really, I'm serious, it will change your life. And it did mine. And then I gave the book to this woman that I, really barely knew. She was just asking me if she was not having a good time or in a good life. So she came back to me, and just, I was at an event, and she came up to me and said, you gave me that book, Radical Kindness, and you said it changed your life, and it changed my life. Oh. So it's just, it's a way of, you just have to change the way you're living and change the way that you're receiving people and you're sharing with people and you're sharing the kindness with people. So even if you just say hello and thank you, just even some small things, it'd be astonished how we could rebuild the fabric of society.
Yeah. And, that fabric could use a little rebuilding. It seems like there's so much negativity sort of floating around out there. And I think it's been that way maybe for some time, but it seems to really stand out around this time of year, right? During, the holiday season. So TriDelta is just coming off our Founders Day celebration, Thanksgiving Eve, and this year's Founders Day proclamation was about courage and kindness going hand in hand. And it occurs to me, Vivian, that is exactly how you have lived your life, very, very bravely and very boldly, opening a business, right? While you had two school age kids, based on your love of books and a few thousand dollars, right, to spend. And then being brave enough to innovate, right, in the face of enormous change. And then just the way you live your life with a focus on kindness. You are brave and bold and kind. And TriDelta is lucky to call you a sister.
That's so nice. Well, I'm grateful to be called that. And I'm grateful to know the TriDelta women in this community, because there are a lot of amazing TriDeltas in this community. But it is a way of life. And I think that a lot of the principles I learned when I was a TriDelta at Rhodes, I did learn kindness, and I've just continued to think like that. But it is a way, you do have to watch the fear, because I think that's still, there's a lot of things about being a woman. And I think that we all need to band together to work on those two things about courage and, stepping out when it may seem fearful, but just having the confidence to say, I'm going to do this. And I think I can do this. I believe that I can do this, and just do it. And occasionally it may not turn out to be what you thought, but here's the thing that I tell my staff. It's not a mistake if you learn something from it.
Yeah, so true. We have loved having you here with us today. What I want to make sure our listeners know is how they can learn more about events at Rainy Day Books, and where they can find out more information about you and the bookstore online.
Well, we have a website, rainydaybooks.com. And on that website is our calendar schedule, which is now growing for 2020. So there's maybe, I don't know, six or eight things now, but there's an event schedule, and that will be growing every month and every week. We have a newsletter that goes out every week that if you go to the head of the website and it says subscribe, you can put your email in there, and a newsletter will come every Monday and say, these are the authors we're adding. And then there's pictures of the events in the week before.
That is amazing. And so what we're going to close with, Vivian, is just a little teaser for the next Lead Reads virtual book club installment. We're not going to disclose the book just yet, but looks like we will be starting the book club event with an author interview in early February. That's about as much as we can say, right? Maybe.
Oh, you're such a tease. Yes, that's all we can say.
But you're
it'll be a mystery.
You're excited about the author, very excited about the editor and the publisher, and you highly recommend this installment. Yes?
Yes. The editor and the publisher published a very, very famous book, one of the biggest books the last few years, and she's excellent, and this is her new star, so it'll be good.
Well, we are excited to join you and to invite Tri-Deltas into our Lead Reads book club, and just thrilled, Vivian, that you were here with us today. We're really looking forward to our continued partnership, and thank you and Roger for your partnership.
Oh, absolutely, and hello to all my sisters.
Thank you for joining us and listening to Let's Talk Tri-Delta. Special thanks to our guest, Vivian Jennings, today. You can find out more about all things Rainy Day Books at rainydaybooks.com. And be sure to stay tuned in for the upcoming information on our next exciting Lead Reads event. That information can be found at tridelta.org/lead. That's LEADDD. And you can check out the most recent issue of The Trident. It's available online at tridelta.org/trident and in print in your very own mailbox for dues-paying members. As always, we'd love to hear from you. Email us your show ideas or questions to podcast@trideltaeo.org. Thanks for talking Tri-Delta with us. Join us next time and bring you